Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu class, November 5th, Deepavali day, so hold on to your crackers. It's quiet now, but they have a phrase in English, the calm before the storm. So this is Baba Bhakti. We heard Baba rising from Krishna's mercy. Now this is Baba rising from the mercy of devotee. Bhakta Prasadaja. This is 1.3.21. Gunaralam asankyeyer mahatmyam tasya suchite vasudeve bhagavati yasya naisargiki rati. This is Baba arising from the mercy of devotee. An example is given in the 7th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 4, verse 36. Who could list the innumerable transcendental qualities of Prahlad Maharaj Ki Jai? Prahlad had unflinching faith in Vasudeva Sri Krishna and unalloyed devotion to him. Dasyarati. His Dasyarati to Lord Krishna was Naisargiki, which means through mercy. Like Sarga means creation. You know, in the Bhagavatam it says the Sarga means creation. So Naisargi means there was no creation. It was just by mercy. Although his good qualities cannot be enumerated, they prove that he was a great soul. Now, Rupa Goswami elaborates. Naradasya prasadena praladena shubhavasana naisarga saiva tenatra ratir naisargiki mata. Favor or nisarg was granted to Prahlad by Narada, and this created devotional impressions. Vasana. Vasana means desires. Vasana, impressions, vasana. Shubhavasana. Thus, Prahlad's rati or bhav is called naisargiki, through mercy. Because Narada was desiring auspiciousness for Prahlad Maharaj, he developed bhava rati. Naisargiki means not created. In other words, it's innate or inborn. The word naisargiki, sarga means creation. Well, it's inborn, it's not born, it's inborn, it's innate. This is small. It goes on to describe, because we say that bhava can be attained by sadhana, bhava can be attained by mercy of Krishna or his devotee. So when the Krishna or the devotee gives mercy, he gives it in three ways. Krishna gives in three ways mercy, if he does, and devotee gives in three ways. What are the three ways? Alokadan, by looking, by glancing. Vachikadan, by words. May you attain bhava bhavatu. May you attain bhava. Or bhavastu, bhava. Or by heartfelt wishes, harda. Soharda kripa, soharda dhan. So we heard some examples of Krishna. Now the same apply to the devotee. Of course, the devotee has to have bhava. If he doesn't have bhava or prema, then he can't. You get prema. Like I have 1 rupee. I say, may you have 1,000 rupees. How many do you have? I only have one. So, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would meet people and occasionally he would say, Krishne Matir Astu. May your mati, may your intelligence or idea, conception go to Krishna. Krishna mati. Krishna brain. Krishna thinking. Mati means brain, intelligence, thinking, conception, idea. May your idea go to Krishna. Krishna matir astu. Astu, let it be. He didn't say bhava astu, prema astu, but that was automatically done by his seeing him and by hearing his holy name. So now how, in these three ways, we say Prahlad attained bhava by mercy of Narada. So how did Narada give that mercy? By his glance, by his words, or by his wishes? Aho danyosi devarshe kripaya yasya takshanat nichopi yupalako leve labdako ratim achyute. Oh, he doesn't explain. But If we know about the life of, because there's another example of mercy, if we know about the life of Prahlad Maharaj, we know that he was the son of Hiranyakashipu and Kayadu. His mother's name was Kayadu. And when she was pregnant, Hiranyakashipu was busy doing tapasya for, I don't know, 60,000 years or something. He lived in Satyuga. The lifespan is 100,000 years. He grew up, he was married, had a kid, and he went off to do austerities for 60,000 years or so many years to get some tapabalam from Brahma. You know the story. So when the demigods, they said, okay, let's, because I couldn't catch Prahlad when Hiranyakashipu was around, but now he wasn't there. So they came in to catch Kayadu. We're going to kill this kid and kill you because you're a demon and you're going to give birth to a bigger Hiranyakashipu. So Narada Muni said, no, I'm giving her shelter in my ashram. So Narada Muni gave shelter to Kayadu. So then, why Prahlad Maharaj was in the ashram of Narada Muni, he heard Hari Katha from Bhagavatam. He heard Hari Katha from Narada Muni. Narada Muni was thinking, in his mind, he was thinking, may this devotee become a great devotee. May this devotee be a great devotee of Vishnu. Because he's a great devotee of Vishnu. Narada Muni is a Vishnu Bhakta. He's a great devotee of Vishnu. And he was praying, oh, I hope this, may this devotee and this boy inside the womb of Kayoda become a great Vishnu Bhakta. And of course he did. Another example is given of mercy. Bhava arising by mercy is given also example in Skanda Puran. And this is a translation of the verse I mentioned. O Narada, you are so noble. By your good wishes, by your mercy, prasad, like the other verses, Naradasya prasad. Well, what kind of prasad? Vachika prasad? Or this Harda prasad? Or Aloka prasad? By the mercy of your glance, by the mercy of your words, by the mercy of your heartfelt blessings. The mercy of heartfelt blessings. The same thing this way. By your mercy in the form of your good wishes, the hunter, though very low in nature, he immediately developed goosebumps. Goosebumps means bumps on the skin. It's a symptom of bhava, a sattvic vikar, a change in the physical body due to the intense loving feelings in the heart. Bumps on the skin. We say goosebumps, goose flesh, you know, like you see some horror movie or something, and your skin gets all tight. He attained bhava for Lord Achyuta, Krishna. So this is another example of attaining bhava by the mercy of the Lord. And who was that hunter? Mrigari the hunter, Mrigari. Actually, in Skanda Purana, Prabhupada says Mrigari the hunter in some purport or somewhere, as I think he talks about. But actually the word Mrigari means hunter. Mriga means deer, and Ari means to kill. You ever heard the word Kamsari? You heard this word Kamsari? Well, Kamsa, as you know, was killed by Krishna, and Ari means to kill. Murari, you ever heard of Murari?
Yes.
You ever heard of the Mura demon? So Ari means to kill. Who killed the Mura demon? Krishna. Who killed Kamsa? Krishna. So Mriga Ari actually means hunter. So in other pranas, the translation is actually the hunter. But Prabhupada, just so we could understand it maybe easier, he said Mrigari the hunter. It actually literally means the hunter of the hunter. You follow? You understand? The word Mrigari means the hunter. So Prabhupada gave, so we sometimes have a play in our temples around the world, Mrigari the Hunter, or the story of Mrigari the Hunter. It actually is just the story of the hunter. If you want to be specific, it's the deer hunter. Mriga in Sanskrit is translated as deer, and it's also translated as beast or animal. It can also mean that. When Sita saw a golden deer, you know, in Ramayana, that was called Sonamriga or something like that. So these are some examples of bhava by mercy. Now the next verse is some little different subject, changing a little bit. Bhaktanam vedata seyam rati pancha vidamata agre vivichya vaktavya tena natra prapanchate. Rupa Goswami Pad says, verse 1.3.24, according to the different types of devotees, which have five types of stai bhav or stai rati, shanta, dasya, sakya, vatsalya, madhurya, there are five different types of rati or bhav or permanent devotional mood. These will be considered and explained later and thus not discussed here. Now, of course, we heard about, we heard the definition of bhav, and we heard about the symptoms of bhav. We heard some of the character, the definition, characteristics, and what happens a little bit, subject bhavs that happen. And we have heard about how to attain bhav. It's very systematic. The definition of bhav we have heard. And we've heard the causes of bhav from sadhana, by vaidhi sadhana or raganuga sadhana. And we heard about bhava caused by sadhana. We heard about bhava caused by mercy of Krishna, words, presence within the heart, and mercy of devotee. And now we're going to hear about the outward symptoms, the nine outward symptoms of a devotee at the stage of bhav. Because we already heard about some of the internal symptoms, sattvic bhavs and internal feelings. Now we're going to hear about the nine basic symptoms of someone. When someone actually gets the mercy, however you get it, when someone attains bhav by sadhana or by mercy, then they will exhibit nine characteristics, which are mentioned in Nectar Devotion. And this is the same book, Bhakti Vasmrita Sindhu. So we'll mention those tomorrow. The same verse, and this is also in Prabhupada's book, obviously. Shantir avyarta kalatvam viraktir mana shunyata asha bhanda samudkanta nama gane sadaruchi asaktistad gunakyane pritistad vasati stale yadayo nubhava sur jata bhavan kurejane. These are the nine symptoms of bhava. These are also called anubhavas. We heard earlier in the chapter briefly mentioned about sattvic bhavas. There's five components of bhava and prema. One is vibhav, and anubhav, sattvic bhav, vyabhachari bhav, and then stahi bhav. And all these mix together and produce what is called bhakti ras, which is an intense ecstatic experience of joy and happiness when serving Krishna, which one tastes and relishes at the level of bhava and prema. So now we're discussing bhava bhakti. So well, these nine symptoms which are listed in Nectar Devotion by Prabhupada are actually anubhavas. They follow the bhava in the heart, the sthayi bhava.